Are you someone who loves Christmas to the point that you really hate to take the decorations down, even if it's now January 15th? If you answered yes, you are a Noelophile. And so am I, and this show is for you. Hi, I'm Dot Cannon, also known as Noella Noelophile, and welcome to my Noelophile podcast. On this show, we're going to be talking about Christmas in general, and California Christmas in particular.
My attempt is to offer something that you cannot go and simply buy at your local mall. They're not mass-produced. Everything's made by hand. I think that it'd be really important to just ensure that the quality is something that has a story behind it.
Artist David Ortega knows all about excellence. David does fine woodworking, and his main products, through his small business heirlooms, etc., are collections of unique, all handcrafted clocks. David designs these from scratch, often inspired by the architecture he sees in Southern California. And among the woods he uses are a rich-looking mahogany, curly maple, and cherry wood. In addition, a number of his designs incorporate hand-tooled copper faces and handcrafted ceramic tiles. David, how'd you first discover your passion for woodworking?
Well, my woodworking hobby began when I was about 11 or 12 years old. My dad introduced me to the craft. He actually ran the wood shop for the Boys Club in Redlands, California. He'd come up with projects, and the kids that would come there would build projects using a hand tool. And I kind of helped my dad set that up. But during all that, he introduced me to a lot of the different machines, the power tools. And I instantly had a passion for working with wood. I just liked everything about it.
What's one of your absolute favorite memories from working with him back then?
We had made a bunch of wooden toys. I remember we made cars and planes and trucks, and we had at the Boys Club, and all the kids took part in that, and all of the finished products we delivered to a local hospital and delivered them that Christmas season to the kids that were hospitalized. So I think that was a really good experience, you know, and an introduction to, you know, helping other people out when we can.
How cool. Did you get to see the kids playing with what you had made?
Well, obviously a lot of them were bedridden, but it did bring, you know, a lot of smiles, and it was something very unique that, you know, probably more commonplace back then, you know, things that were handmade as opposed to today. Today, everything's all about digital tablets and things of that nature. But the kids did get a big surprise out of that, perhaps, with the gifts they got.
That's interesting that you say how things are mass-produced today when your heirlooms, etc. slogan is fine craftsmanship for the next generation. How did you come to create your small business, Heirlooms, etc., which sells your clocks?
Well, I always had, you know, future plans of at some point in time maybe starting a business where I would sell the things that I make, but it was always something that was going to be way off in the future. I was thinking of making myself something for a project for myself out in my shop, and I thought, you know, I think I want to make a clock. I had built a mantle in our home, and I started going on the internet just trying to get some different ideas and on design features, and I saw that there were several other woodworkers that also made clocks and sold them, and I thought, well, you know, instead of just making one, maybe I should make several and put them up on a website. And so I did. I made a handful of clocks, one for me and a few others to give to family and to try and sell, and I made a couple of sales. I came up with other designs, and it just kind of took off from there. Never thought that I'd be going that direction. And the reason that clocks in particular is something that I focused on wasn't so much for the clocks themselves as it was for the size. I could make plenty of them at one time. I could store them. I could ship them anywhere in the United States relatively simple, easy, as opposed to making large pieces of furniture. Obviously, I would need a more local client base or have to deal with putting things in a crate, shipping them. So although I do all kinds of projects and woodworking, clocks seem to be the easiest to ship out. A lot of what I ship out goes to the East Coast.
Incidentally, they're breathtakingly beautiful. I've had the pleasure of seeing your clocks with their copper faces and their hand-tooled copper pendulums at Jackalope, and wow, how gorgeous are these?
The copper is something that I taught myself. I watched some YouTube videos. I read different blogs and just talked to other artists at different art shows that worked with Copper. Tried to expand my understanding of how they make things, how they get the patina, and how they finish it. And I've applied a lot of that. And over a course of time, my clock faces, angel ends, show for it. You know, and that's just another medium that I've learned and hopefully continue to introduce the craft that I make.
I like the hummingbird as well that you have on your clock face on your Facebook page. That is gorgeous.
You know, I posted that one online, and it sold within a week, almost immediately. I believe a doctor bought that for his wife. That there was probably one of my favorite copper faces, and I was really happy with the result. So I'll probably make another one and use the same design. That there just had a good look and balance to it. I was really happy with how that turned out.
Tell me about some of the inspiration behind. You have, at this point, I believe, 6 different collections of clocks.
Yes. A lot of it is, I've always had a liking for the arts and crafts, you know, craftsman style, furniture, green and green. I had visited the Gamble House in Pasadena and just really enjoyed taking a tour and just seeing a lot of the woodwork that went into the interior of that home. And I really like a lot of the exposed joinery, construction attributes of the pieces are actually part of the aesthetics as well. So some of my clocks incorporate the exposed joinery, such as finger joints. And a lot of it is just borrowed features from architecture, pieces of furniture, other clocks I've seen. I kind of take what I like and I incorporate it and make it my own. All of my designs are from scratch, basically. I go into a 3D drawing program, and that's where I make my designs. It gives me a chance to get a good idea of what the final product will look like before I actually start making them.
If you were to design a clock today, as you probably are, what are you looking at in terms of a time commitment from the beginning of your concept to the point at which you're happy with what you've made?
As far as the design part of it?
As far as design and construction, how much of a time commitment is this?
When I started, I was looking at about 30 to 35 hours per clock. The amount of time that I put into it has reduced quite a bit because there is no unknown. I kind of know I've addressed any snags in the design. I've come up with better methods of fitting in the clock faces that require less parts, I should say. And it actually simplifies not only the construction for me, but although the wood cases will last generations, obviously the clock motor themselves, although I would anticipate that somebody could get many years of use if they ever do go bad, I now make them so they're much easier for the purchaser to remove the clock face, replace the motor, which are fairly standardized, and continue with, you know, years more of the use out of the clock for each motor. But a lot of the time that goes into these is mostly predicated on how many clocks I'm making at one time. There's a lot of time involved with setting up each machine to do a certain step or process, which might involve, you know, changing the dimension setups, changing blades, what have you. So obviously, if I'm going to make a run of, you know, 15 clocks of all the same design, the total amount of hours per clock is greatly reduced as opposed to if I was just making one or two.
That's an important lesson, I think, for a small business person and an arts entrepreneur like yourself, is more can be something that makes less time, that costs less time in the end here. What about anything that you're creating that's new? I see your 6 lines here. Are you currently working on a new collection?
You know, I do have some other designs in mind, and it's just a matter of actually getting on the computer, drawing those designs up, and making, you know, my first prototype, making sure that I'm happy with the proportions, that it's visually appealing, and then I'm capturing the mood that I'm looking for. Most of my designs are fairly simple. The Pasadena collection, which are the largest clocks that I've made so far, are probably the more complex with regard to how many parts and design features are incorporated. and those tend to be the more time-consuming. And those there are more along with the green and green style. My other designs, such as the Buckeye and the Sequoia, are more in line with the Craftsman style. Very simple lines, simple shapes. I do incorporate some curves on some of the pieces, but it's minimized, and that there is consistent with the Craftsman style.
I like a lot the artist statement that you make on your webpage, where you say that you learn more about the craft with each piece you design and build. What do you consider to be one of the best lessons you've learned about designing and building clocks within the last 6 months or so?
That there are a wide array of tastes and preferences that people have. I have made pieces where I perhaps experiment with combining different species of wood or maybe try a new finish that I want to try out. And even though I have my favorite pieces that I think would sell immediately, and I have pieces that, they still meet my expectations, but they're maybe not my favorite. Sometimes those are the ones that sell first, that somebody just makes a connection for some reason. One of the clocks I made had a tile, and it had like an aqua green background and a frog up front. And my wife said she couldn't stand that. That was the ugliest color. And at the last show, I had people that just couldn't stop talking about how they love that color. So although the pieces that I make are things that I do find appealing, I am finding that what I find appealing in my pieces aren't always striking the same chord with the people that are looking at them. So I've learned to, when I make pieces, to make sure that I'm offering a different array of or variety of finishes and colors and wood species. A lot of people have furniture that they're trying to match up with. So that's one of the things, though, I think that I've learned is so long as the quality is there, other things such as wood species and color and finish types and the colors of some of the tiles, there's something for everyone that I try and appeal to.
I'm going to brag on you a little bit here. You're doing this part-time. You're working full-time, and if I have my information correct, you've exhibited twice in the San Diego County Fair now?
Yes, twice in the San Diego and then once in the Orange County Fair. Unfortunately, this year I have put in an application for San Diego again for another one of my clocks, and I was accepted, but the acceptance email got routed into my junk email, and by the time I realized that my piece was accepted, I had already missed the deadline to get it in. So I didn't make an appearance this year, but hopefully next year I'll be back in there. But it's great. It's a really neat experience going to the county fair to these exhibiting something that you made by hand out on display for other people to take a look at and enjoy. That's a rewarding aspect of being in those shows, those exhibits.
What advice might you give fellow artists and makers about exhibiting work?
As far as exhibiting, for me, my prices are commensurate with what it is that I'm offering. My attempt is to offer something that you cannot go and simply buy at your local, mall or what have you. They're not mass-produced. Everything's made by hand. Lumber selected by hand. I think that it'd be really important to just ensure that the quality of the product, the design, the construction technique is something that has a story behind it. Sometimes, people come and they find something that they like, they're taking a good long look at it. At that time, I'll take the time to sit and explain the construction process with them and maybe some of the features or things that are incorporated into the design that somebody who's not familiar with woodworking maybe wouldn't know about. But once it's explained to them, I think that they come forward to an appreciation of what it is. But I think quality and just finding your niche, finding something that you enjoy, that you're good at, and not to get discouraged. I've been to plenty of shows where nothing sold, but then the next time around, I find someone who ends up purchasing the clock who remembers me from the year before, and they just didn't have the means to do it, or they were going to wait. So it really is, even though I only do this part-time, I've only been doing it a couple of years now, so with a limited number of shows, people do remember you, and I plan on doing more shows in the future, just to continue to get my name and my craft out there for people to be familiar with.
David's clocks are available on his Etsy shop. You'll find information on his website, heirloomsetc.net. That's heirloomsetc.net. Now, if somebody wants a custom-made clock, are you available to do that? And if so, how far in advance do they need to contact you?
Well, I have done custom clocks, and usually it is a design that already exists. But I had one client that wanted a clock that they wanted made out of curly maple and walnut. She waited about 3 or 4 months before I was actually able to get to that piece and actually complete it. If somebody is looking for something completely different, a completely new design and style, I usually discourage it right now because of the time that it would take to start something from scratch, the time commitment. It's just something that I don't have the time for. And hopefully, as I take on this as a more of a full-time business in the next several years when I retire, I will definitely be more open to doing custom design. As you know, we had talked about a little bit ago, how much time it takes to build a clock is completely related to how many pieces I'm making. For me to make one clock for one client could be 40 or 50 hours of labor into just one piece. So as you can imagine, the cost, you know, goes up exponentially as well in order to justify the time it takes. And that's one of the challenges in custom woodwork is helping your customer or potential customer understand why something that's seemingly so simple would cost a decent amount of money. It's more about the time that goes into it as opposed to the materials to make it. The analogy I like to use is when you buy a painting, a very talented artist is offering you something that's very unique. You're not paying for the canvas to paint, you're paying for their time. And obviously, if you're buying an original painting, you're buying that artist's time and all the hours that's into it as well. And a lot of that holds true, too, for my piece. Making an individual clock is a task in and of itself and requires a lot of time.
We're buying your time, talent, craftsmanship, and the love for what you do, I think, that you put into this. It's not a matter of just buying something really simple. We should probably honestly tell people then, probably not for Christmas 2016 if they want a custom order, but it strikes me looking at these, what a wonderful gift one of these would be for either a new home or a couple who are getting married, wedding gift, or even an anniversary present. That might be something people want to consider for the future after you retire.
Absolutely. And, you know, and one of the things that I also do for people if they request it is if there's an existing clock that they like, that they want it custom with regard to the clock face. The paper faces are printed on cardstock. I design my own faces on Photoshop. They're printed on the cardstock and then sealed. But if someone wanted to pin, you know, happy 50th anniversary or congratulations to, you know, Dan and Sue on your wedding, or anything like that, I could easily create a face to accommodate for that. And with regard to the copper faces, to some degree, I can do customization on those as well. And it's not, probably really wouldn't change the price on the piece. I'm just simply creating a custom font face. Like, there's not a significant amount of time involved in that. But that's also an option. And I've had people who have requested it. You know, my daughter, she's just starting high school, but she has a love for giraffes. She has all of her giraffe decorations in her room. So when I made her clock face has a rainbow-colored giraffe on the face of it. And she loved it. You know, and it's something that's unique to her. And had a little message from dad, the daughter of clock face, and she proudly displayed that in her room on her bookshelf.
What a wonderful gift. I love that. Your dad gave you a priceless gift. What do you most want to give your son and daughter as an artist about crafting, woodworking, and creating something beautiful?
You know, I've had my son out in the garage before. He's made a couple of things. But one thing that I think that he was lacking with regard to being out there was a passion. Although, he'd go out there and he had fun, and was going through the motions. The passion wasn't there. It wasn't as if he, you know, was laying in bed that night thinking about the next project he could create. And I'm okay with that. But I think that what I get out of this craft and out of this hobby is just challenging myself and trying to improve upon the skill set that I already have. If I make an error or mistake or something that could have been better, I strive to continue to develop my skill, my knowledge, my expertise. And I think that those attributes you can apply to a lot of different things in life. And that's one thing that I would really impress on my children, is find something that you have a passion for and be the best at it you can possibly be. That's all I would ask my kids. And whether, you know, my son wants to go into engineering, you know, be the best engineer that you can be. My other daughter wants to go into nursing, you know, be the best person you can be. Learn as much as you can. And whatever it is that you do, try and make an impact on other people, whatever that might be. Because ultimately, you know, in the end, how we interact with others, the relationships that we develop are the most important things in life. Nobody ever looks back on their life thankful that they were able to buy that expensive car or that expensive boat. It always goes back to relationship. And for me, this craft has given me opportunities to meet a lot of people in different walks of life, and I just find that interesting. And in an environment, and art shows where everybody's just kind of relaxed and in a good mood, and they're there because they want to be there. I'm there because I want to be there. If somebody expresses an interest, it gives us something to talk about. And it could be a complete stranger, yet you have common ground to talk about. You have something in front of you that you're both wanting to share. And I think that's what I would want, though, for my kids, just to apply themselves to something in life.
David, thank you for your time today.
Well, you're very welcome.
You and I have been listening to David Ortega, fine woodworking artist and proprietor of Heirlooms, etc. You'll find David's all handmade clocks on his website, heirloomsetc.net. That's heirloomsetc.net. And you'll find David's Etsy shop on etsy.com/shop/heirloomsetc. That's etsy.com/shop/heirloomsetc. And that concludes this edition of Noelophile. Thank you for listening, and may your Christmas season be of the highest quality and crafted with love.